All right, we'll pick up where we left off. Appointments requiring confirmation, none. Next is consent calendar. First is PCR 25-26, resolution relative to bids. Councilman Lattiser.
Committee recommended favorable action with several items.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Yeah. Move favorable action on PCR 25-26.
Second.
There was one item removed. That was bid 2026-328, which has been assigned PCR 28-26.
Correct.
All right, next is PCR 26-26, resolution relative to bids. Councilman Lattiser.
The committee recommended to move to the floor without a recommendation. I move to amend the award from $104,914 to $75,000.
I think you skipped one, Councilman.
We're running through the consent calendar. We'll come back to that one after the consent calendar. It was pulled off.
Got it. Okay.
So it's PCR 26-26 on the consent calendar, resolution relative to bids.
I think it's 28.
My understanding is the recommendation is favorable action.
Oh, you're on the second bid package. Okay. Yes, favorable action, and there are several that have been pulled off.
So for action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 26-26.
Second.
There were four items removed from this bid package. Bid 2026-383 has become PCR 29-26 with an unfavorable recommendation. Bid 2026-386 has become PCR 30-26 with a favorable recommendation. Bid 2026-388 has become PCR 31-26 with a favorable recommendation. And bid 2026-131 has become PCR 32-26 with a recommendation to hold to March 23rd.
All right, and the third item on the consent calendar, PCR 27-26, abatements. Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action.
So for action, Councilman Lattiser moves favorable action. Is there a second?
Second.
Motion made and seconded. All right, and so on the consent calendar, does anyone have any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Sinapi.
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise.
Yes.
Mr. Foley.
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby.
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser.
Yes.
Mr. Muto.
Yes.
Mr. Napa.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks.
Yes.
And yes, consent passes.
All right, and now the items removed. First is bid 2026-328, now PCR 28-26. For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Committee recommended moving to the floor without a recommendation. I move, make a motion to amend from $104,914 to $75,000 based upon the information provided and the discussions that were held during the committee.
So is there a second on the motion?
Second.
Motion made and seconded for discussion. Councilman Ricks.
Second for discussion.
Oh no, we already had one, so do you want to chime in now or do you want to wait?
Pardon me, no need.
Alrighty. Chief or Major or both?
Robert Hart for the Police Department. The Police Department is against this amendment. We are still requesting the $104,000 as originally requested.
Councilman Gephardt.
I had the pleasure is not the word, but I was here during the discussion, and I didn't hear anything that supported a need for less. I did hear some angling towards trying to convince the major of that. However, I also heard Councilman Napa review the facts of the prior bid where less was accepted. But at that time, there was more backstock of inventory on hand that no longer exists because we've allowed the backstock to deteriorate and run down. So for that reason, I would be a no on this. Thank you.
Yes. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. As a response to Councilman Gephardt, I think that's one of the issues is that we did not receive a total inventory of information that's on the shelf. Not that, that I recall. Okay, the chief's shaking his head, not true, then tell me what is true.
Councilman, what information would you like?
I'm sorry?
Which information would you like?
I still don't understand you, Major.
What information would you like me to expound upon?
Total inventory of all ammunition that you currently have, because that's what I based my change at the last meeting for this item.
Right, and I had asked you if giving you an example with the 9mm ball ammo was sufficient. I can go through the rest of them if you'd like.
Sorry, I still can't hear what you're saying.
Okay, I will go through our current inventory for these items as of March 9th, 2026, based off of what we had purchased from this bid for 9mm ball ammo, which is target and range ammo. We have 148,706 rounds. For 223 ball ammo, which is target range, as of the 9th of March, we have 159,700 rounds. For 9mm high power, which is duty ammo, as of March 9th, 2026, we have 31,800 rounds. For 223 TAP, as of March 9th, we have 8,400.
Was that 8,400?
That is correct.
Thank you.
For 308 rounds, as of March 9th, 2026, we have 6,400. And I can further tell you what we will have on June 1st of 2026, if you want that data.
So just bear with me here. Let me do some quick math. So right now you have on hand approximately 346,000 rounds of ammunition.
Of various types as of today, based off what we purchased, but we have plans on expending a large portion of those rounds for training by June 1st of this year.
Okay. And I know this was prior to you, Major, but there was heavy discussion on this item when it came up for bid a year ago. And what was the inventory that was on hand in February of 2025? Because the testimony and committee and just now was that the department has much less inventory now than it did a year ago when I amended the request to 75,000. So do we know that?
I was not here for that. I don't know what that inventory count was then.
Okay.
But I do have today's count and what we'll have in just a matter of weeks as this training happens.
Okay.
And I can also tell you that the reason that we asked for more money this year, so from 75 to approximately 104, was an increased round count for the academy. It increased round count for required qualifications. So there's more rounds that we would shoot than normal. And also, as we had discussed, the eventual plan for this coming year to trade in our firearms, get new ones, require an additional round of qualifications. So that's why we asked for more. Okay.
Major, that's a good point you just made, where you're transitioning into new firearms. Will those new firearms require different ammunition than what you're purchasing now?
No, sir, but they will require us to do another round of training because it is a different firearm. It's an upgraded version of what we have. Our current ones are 10 years old. They're at the point where you sell them, trade them in or whatever and get new ones. It's the lifespan.
Same ammo. Okay. You also said, would I like to know what you would have left for ammunition as of June 1st?
Yes, sir. I just lost my page. Give me 1 second here. So June 1st for 9mm ball ammo, again, which is the training ammo, we will have approximately 53,706, which is what we like to keep in reserve, just about that point. Same thing going for 223 ball ammo. We'll have about 78,100. This is training ammo for rifles. For June 1st, for 9mm high power, we'll have 24,150. for 223 TAP in June, we'll have 3,250 rounds. And for 308 in June 1st, we'll have 5,400. And also, just to give you an idea, a case, so they're coming in 1,000 a case, is about a small, as big as this podium width-wise. It's not a large area, so 20 cases does not take up a lot of room when you look at the that size compared to the several thousands individual.
So you'll have approximately 175,000 rounds left as of June 1st.
Of various types for various reasons.
It's what, please?
Of various types.
Right.
For various reasons. It's not just one lump pile of ammunition to pull from.
No, I understand. Okay, I don't see a difference between this year and last year. And granted, the major wouldn't know that number because he wasn't here then. So that's what I have on this issue. I stand fast on my amendment to reduce to 75,000. Keep in mind that if the department runs out of ammo or needs additional funds, they can come back to the city council for an extension. Thank you.
Councilman Knapp.
Thank you. Major, the numbers that you read off for your June inventory after you do your rounds of qualification and what you need for the academy, is that reflective of what you like to have in backstock, a one-year supply?
That is correct. That is the average number we'd like to keep for a one-year supply.
Okay. So assuming we're probably going to use some bullets from June 1st, 2026 until June 1st, 2027, is that a correct assumption?
That is, and it's much more than usual, because if we buy the new guns after July 1st, we have to requalify with those.
So we did not purchase new firearms last year, is that correct?
We have not purchased new firearms in over 10 years. Okay.
So we did not need an extra barrage of bullets to cover the requal, is that correct?
That is correct, and I can even tell you how many we're going to need for qualification, if you would like that number.
I don't think that's necessary, but my point here is that inherently then we would need a larger spending authority than we granted you last year, because we have a larger need from last year. Is that
That is statement? Correct. That's why I asked for the extra.
Okay. Then I see no reason that's been articulated tonight to decrease it just for the sake of decreasing it. I think this is an appropriate spend. They're not overspending. This is not a large overshoot. Though these numbers seem large, if they blow through the 9mm ball ammo, it's not like they can just go train with 223 because there's 70,000 of those. Those two trainings are not the same. So if the major, the expert in this area, is saying that this is what we need to sustain a backstock that's appropriate to function as Warwick Police Department is expected to function, and we have a higher need than we had last year for usage, then we need to allocate a higher amount of money to purchase said bullets. So decreasing to the same number as we did last year seems to me illogical and appropriate. Thank you.
Councilman Ricks.
Thank you. Taking a quick look at the bid sheet, let's see. It looks like there were a total of 13 categories, and there was no bid as to categories 10 through 13, as well as looks like category 6 and 7. So what happens in that situation where no vendors bid on those six of the 13 different categories?
That's a great question, Councilman. It's pretty common that those don't get bid on, and we actually have a sole source for those rounds. Those rounds are actually training rounds, sim munitions for the most part, so the ones you shoot inside a building that are non-lethal. There's another company that does have that, and they're a sole source that we can go through them, what we've traditionally done over the years.
Thank you. And just speaking in general, when it comes to large contracts that are effectively commodities, I mean, obviously, sole source, that's not a commodity, but some of these other items could be purchased from any number of different vendors. Doesn't leave a lot of people feeling warm and fuzzy on the council when only one vendor winds up bidding. I'm not saying that that's anybody's fault or anything like that, but there was some testimony this year as well as last year, or at least comments, perhaps not testimony, that it appears that it may be possible to receive, I don't know if the quantities would be necessarily sufficient from one source or another, but significant quantities at lower rates just based on publicly advertised prices. So in the event that the city council were to not approve the one bid that came in, then it's my understanding that typically the administration would obviously not allow for the police department to run out of or run too low on something essential like bullets, but instead do its best, do its due diligence to find the most reasonable price, and through a 56-6 exception to bidding, should none be approved. In that type of event, do you think that it would be possible that sufficient quantities could be obtained through alternative sources?
So just bear in mind, the current thing before us is the proposed amendment to reduce the bid to the amount stated by Councilman Lattiser. And I'm not sure what you're saying might be on point. I'm not entirely clear. It sounded low that it might be related to if this was declined altogether and or if it went sole source instead. But you'd know better than I.
Really, it could go to both, but it would, for this specific purpose of this discussion during the amendment, go to that purpose, since we would be talking about a reduction.
So I'm Bill Facente, Chief Staff. So right now you have a bid asking for $104,000 of spending authority. From a bid, a vendor that followed the bid procedures, we emailed or mailed, communicated with 23, 26 vendors, including two in Warwick, that chose not to bid, okay? Plus 16 or 18 on another site, plus it was publicly advertised, following our procurement processes. We can't put vendors' pen to paper. The major and the police chief are here as the experts on what they need to run their police department. The police department is not the place to nickel and dime on ammunition. We've answered all the questions. We can't do a 56-6. It'd have to come back to the council. It takes months. So it's approve this so we can function and run the police department as the situational experts, the major and the colonel are here that have asked for this. That's what we're asking for, the $104,000. We're not asking to rebid it. We're not asking for a 56-6 or anything else. We're asking to award the current bid that was publicly advertised and done appropriately in accordance with our ordinances.
To be clear, would the administration allow the police department to run out of bullets rather than, well, I suppose I don't know what the alternative would be, but my understanding of a 56-6 or perhaps 3-3 may be more applicable, is that the purchase would occur before coming back to the city council in the event of an emergency of that nature.
3-3 would, 56-6 would not, and there's no reason to do a 56-6 or a 3-3. We're here before you tonight to ask approval for $104,000 to equip the police department with the appropriate amount of ammunition that they are requesting as the situational experts.
That's one approach to take. I simply want us to bear in mind that simply because one bid came in, that does not necessarily make this the most competitive process. So I'll simply leave it at that, but I would be inclined to support the chairman's motion on this to reduce the amount, and perhaps in the future, as the need comes up for future purchases, have that opportunity to go out to bid once again and to see if we can get a better purchase price. That's all.
There was a second bid, but it was rejected because it came in late. Because it was late in accordance with our procurement processes. We can't accept late bids. So there were two bids. One was rejected because it was late. Again, administration, the police department cannot put vendors pen to paper.
Right. What I meant, I don't want to get too pedantic here, but the word bid can mean a verb and a noun. I understand that the bid by the vendor is the noun here, as in the physical piece of paper or electronic communication that contained the bid information with their specs. But what I meant by the word bid in that specific context was the verb, as in the city goes out to bid, puts it up on the website, goes through that process. So
we did do that. That's what we did. This is not a 56-6. This is a publicly advertised bid.
And I agree that this is a bid, that rather, this is the result of a process during which the city went out to bid, not to get too pedantic here, but it apparently is necessary. So what I am saying is that the city would go out to bid in the sense of a verb a second time. I'm not talking about a second bid as in the noun that came in late. Simply because the city has a desire to save the taxpayer's dollars, not pay more than necessary, while still honoring the one bid that did happen to come in, bid in the sense of a noun, during the time period that was advertised during the city's bidding process. That's all. I hope that clarifies things.
Councilman Muto.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm struggling with the same issue, which is the bidding process in general. Obviously, we're going to gather what we consider fair and responsible, but the lack of a substitution, especially on firearms, this is where I'm really struggling, is, yes, they're qualified, but are they competitive? So they're in de facto the sole sourcing of bullets and ammunition. So when you look at the cost versus the price, you know, basically what we're doing with this sole sourcing, and I literally just did some quick searches, we're mitigating the risk for the manufacturer, because apples to apples on, you know, item to item. And this is not for you, Major. This is, you know, you're doing your job. I appreciate and I respect what you're asking for. This is a more holistic problem with the process that a person that can just do a quick search with some local suppliers are 20-30% cheaper than a bid. Basically puts a question in my mind is, we're mitigating that risk instead of being cost plus 20%, you know, and I know the concern was that prices went up three times with bullets, but we're already paying, you know, well above and beyond what market value is right now for the same product. So that's where I'm concerned with our process. And really, is the taxpayer truly getting a fair deal here? And again, I will tell you right now, I'm not going to nickel and dime the police department. I'll nickel and dime an ice rink. I'll nickel and dime, you know, extra trucks, but I won't nickel and dime police. However, this sole sourcing versus a sole response, one company versus one company that chose to do the work with us, just screams, does our RFP process needs revamping? Because this is not the only time that we deal with this. And considering there's a lot of vendors out there, maybe fewer for some products than others, but ammunition especially, you can't throw a stone without getting an ammunition price. So again, this is not on you, Major. This is on the process of bidding, and I will, you know, ask the council, not at this moment, but in the future, how can we make this better and more competitive for businesses in Warwick and Rhode Island, as well as for our taxpayers? That's all I have to say.
Councilman Napa.
Thank you, Council President. I went back in my emails with, now Commander Sullivan from last year, found the numbers. We had 24,000 more rounds of 9mm ball ammo at the time that this was presented last year. We had 1,600 more rounds of 308 at the time this was presented last year. And roughly 1,000 rounds more of 223 ball ammo as the time this was at the time this was presented last year. 9mm hollow point, about the same within 800 rounds. 223 tap is the only one that we actually have more in stock now, but it seems as though that's going to deplete fairly quickly over the proceedings. So we have roughly 26,000 rounds more last year when this was presented than we do now. So there was significantly more in stock and back stock last year. That said, I call the question.
Thought that was a pause. Are you going to do what I think you're going to do?
No.
Yeah. Foley?
Since there are no more lights on, I'm calling the question on the amendment.
That's Councilman Foley, by the way. That's what I figured. All right. So my only shtick, given that no lights are on and nobody new wants to speak, just to point out two things. One, the main concern stated with there was seemingly no difference between the last bit and this. I think Councilman Napper talked about that briefly, and he also got into that with the questioning. There's the rather stark difference regarding the new firearms and the need for additional bullets due to the certification. And more concerningly, we are in a rather, we'll just say, interesting time globally with a hopefully not expanding war, but nonetheless a war where bullets are likely going to get hilarious very quick when it comes to their price. So this is the last time I want to be, or the least likely time I really want to be considering holding off until later to buy bullets when all indications of that they're just going to get more expensive. It does not sound ideal, to put it mildly, and it doesn't do the taxpayers any good if we cost them more in the long run. Plus, Councilman Muno makes a good point regarding it's very frustrating how procurement laws are in the state, unfortunately, where anybody can go online and seemingly get an item for cheaper. This isn't the first time this comes up all the time. The point is to make do as best we can with the patchwork laws, because yes, they're there for transparency and for accountability, but they also cause the obvious problem like the one tonight, where anybody can look up online and get the bullets for cheaper and they wonder why. And the short answer is because that's the nature of bid and procurement laws, unfortunately, in the state. There's good reasons for it, but there's also some consequences. Could it be better? Probably. But we don't get to decide that, unfortunately. Although we can make recommendations and requests to the General Assembly. Never forget that part. So there is always that option. But let's call the vote per Councilman Foley's request, given that no new lights are on. Madam Clerk? This is on. To be clear, this is a request to amend the request. A request to amend the bid down to 75,000.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Mr. DeLuise?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gebhardt? Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
No.
Mr. Napa?
No.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Motion fails 2-7.
Do we have any other motion regarding the current bid before us?
Motion to move favorable action as presented.
Second.
Motion for favorable action and second it. Is there any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, will clerk please call the roll? This is for the original bid amount. This is a vote in favor. It would approve the original bid amount.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gebhardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
No.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Yes.
Next is bid 2026-383, now PCR 29-26 for action. Councilman Lattiser. My understanding is that the committee voted unfavorable action.
PCR 30-26.
29-26.
29-26.
Yeah, my understanding is that the recommendation was unfavorable action.
That is correct.
All right, so for action, Councilman Lattiser.
The committee, I'll move unfavorable action on what is now PCR 29-26.
All right, it was seconded by Councilman Muto. Is there any discussion on the motion for unfavorable action on bid 2026-383, now PCR 29-26?
Point of order.
Council President, just can we have some clarity as to which item this is?
Thank you.
So it is.
It is the purchase of the purchase of 2026 Peterbilt cab and chassis. And the reason that it was unfavorable action was because I had put in the record several vehicles that I was able to locate online in a very brief period of time, which had not only a cab and chassis and six tires, it had a dump body already on it for considerably less money. So it makes no sense to me to purchase a Peterbilt, which is the Rolls Royce of trucks, when without a body, a dump body, without a plow, when we can get a truck 25 or 26 comparable truck with a dump body for as much as $30,000 or more less.
All right. Chief and or Christy.
So I just want to say, you know, doing Google searches, all due respect, Councilman, it doesn't work. I mean, we're trying to get this purchase. It's a Peterbilt. It's not a Rolls Royce. Rolls Royce of trucks is a Rolls Royce of trucks. This is a Peterbilt. It compares to a Ford or a Chevy. It's not a Cadillac, as you mentioned. It's a workhorse. You know, this is what the department has asked for. This is what the administration has asked for. And I understand you Googled it, just like Councilman Muto Googled the ammunition. It's not here before you. We're asking you to approve it, to allow the city to continue to do its job and use the equipment and replace the equipment in a manner that we see fit to run the city and make sure that the residents have their services as they need them.
So, Chief, with all due respect, this is a perfect example of a want versus a need. Just because a department is coming before us saying, we need this, we must have this, that doesn't necessarily mean that it automatically has to get approved. And more concerning now is I documented where this vehicle, not the exact vehicle, by the way, a Peterbilt is the top of the line truck. Let's not compare it to a Chevy. But in any event, comparable vehicles with a dump body on them already from 93,000 to 104,000 versus 135, 136, and we still got to put the dump body on that no one has discussed about how much that's going to be. So that makes no sense to me, and I'm not going to support spending 135,000 on a vehicle because it's easy to go through the MVP or whatever it is that you call it, as opposed to soliciting independent bids or going out for bid on this. This is exactly what was being discussed earlier this evening about let's just do it, as opposed to going out for bid. And had I done the research and it showed that there were other vehicles out there, whether it be a Peterbilt or Rolls Royce or a Chevy, and they're all in that same category without a dump body on them, okay, argument over. But my job is to take a look at these numbers and say, okay, what does the city need? Can they do the same job with something less costly? And for me, the answer is yes. We're taking a vehicle that is in use right now that doesn't do any plowing. We're going to send it over to DPW so they can plow with that truck. That truck plowing has far more abuse on it than it does carrying a load of dirt or loom or rocks or whatever it is they're calling. So this makes no sense to me. To go ahead and approve this item when it's known that this vehicle type of vehicle, comparable vehicle, is available right now. It's on the lots as of yesterday. It's available for far less money.
Councilman,
so that's me.
I don't know what you Googled. I don't have access to that, and what do I need to? But this is replacing a 2001 truck, and the truck we are moving over to highway.
I thought it was a 2003. It went from 2007 to 2003. Now it's 2001.
That's a 2003. That truck plows now. The one you're saying we're moving to highway to plow, that plows has a plow on it now. We use it to plow. We use it in the storm.
Doesn't say that in the position paper. It doesn't tell us what the use was. So, okay, we're just going to assume. I'm all set. That's my feelings with this thing. The truck, a comparable vehicle, is available. It's available out there if you look for it. You're not hopefully going to be doing any more plowing this year.
Councilman Foley.
This item was discussed thoroughly at the Finance Committee level, and I see no other lights. I'm calling the question.
So does anyone have anyone who hasn't spoken want to speak on this before we do that?
All right. No, just a point of order, though. Make sure, because it's been a lot of discussion. What are we voting? How are we voting on what?
Yeah, that was you're exactly right. That was the next step. So right now, the motion before us is for unfavorable action on PCR 29-26. So this would reject the requested bid. So clerk will please call the roll for unfavorable action. So a vote yes means you are unfavorable to the bid.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Mr. DeLuise?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
5-4.
All right, so this is unfavorable action. And so next is bid 2026-386, PCR 30-26. My understanding is that this is favorable, but that this was pulled for recusal?
Yes, Mr. President. Councilman Ricks has to recuse on this item as well as PCR 3126.
So for action, Councilman Lattiser?
Move. Committee recommends favorable action on PCR 30-26.
Second.
All right. Any questions on the motion for favorable action on PCR 30-26? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll. Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Recuse.
8-yes, 1 recusal.
All right, next is bid 2026-388, now PCR 31-26. My understanding, again, favorable action. Everyone was pulled for recusal.
That's correct. Councilman Ricks is going to recuse. The committee recommends favorable action on PCR 31-26.
So for action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 31-26.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments on PCR 31-26? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Recuse.
8-yes, 1 recusal.
All right, next bid 2026-131, now PCR 32-26. My understanding is that the request is to hold till March 23rd, 2026. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so held. All right, we are finally to unfinished business. So first up is PCO 27-25 sub A, an ordinance amending Appendix A zoning ordinance of the City of Warwick regarding fences, drive-through window overhead clearance, and special use permit lot size standards for duplexes, City of Warwick, petitioners citywide. This would be second passage as amended, committee report land use. So Councilman Ricks.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks. If you don't want to move, I can ask somebody else. That's awkward, I know.
I'll allow someone else to move it.
All right. Anyone else be willing to move it? So Councilman Gephardt? All right. Motion for favorable action. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Councilman DeLuise, Councilman Napa. Any questions or comments on the motion for favorable action that wasn't already discussed in committee? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattison?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
No.
8 yes, 1 no. Motion passes.
Next is PCO 2-26 sub A, an ordinance establishing regulations and penalties relative to the use of city dog parks. This is Councilman Muto's second passage as amended ordinance. Councilman Napa.
This was moved to the floor without recommendation for purposes of an amendment.
Second.
All right. Solicitor.
Councilman Muto would like to move an amendment to PCO 226 sub A. Passage of this amendment would, if further adopted, send this item, it would pass for first passage in, as a sub B and come back to us at a subsequent meeting. The amendment is on page 2, lines 33 to 37, to delete a significant amount of this language to simply make section E read as follows. E, children, while inside the facility, children shall be accompanied by an adult who is responsible for the child's proper behavior and safety.
So
it deletes all the other language within the lines 33 to 37. So this would allow for children of any age to be essentially accompanied and supervised by an adult who would be responsible for their behavior and safety.
So that's the proposed amendment. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Is there any, and so I know Councilman DeLuise, you want to do another amendment. Do you have anything for the first one though?
I wanted to make an amendment to the amendment.
Oh, all right, fair enough. So go ahead, Councilman DeLuise.
I'd just like to make an amendment to Councilman Muto's amendment. I feel that children should be on leashes as well as dogs. I'm tired. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
I mean, they do make them. Just saying. Does anyone have any comments or questions for Councilman Muto's amendment as proposed? Seeing none, clerk will call the roll on the proposed amendment.
Mr. Snappy?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
9 yes to amend.
All right, now PCO 2-26 sub A is before us as amended. Is there a motion?
Move favorable action.
Motion for favorable action by Councilman Lattiser, seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments regarding the PCO 2-26 as amended?
Just a quick comment. Again, this is one of these ordinances that seem to keep going on and on and on because we keep picking, you know, finding different things. But I just want to express my appreciation to the solicitor for really listening to a lot of different stakeholders in this and did a very good job. And unfortunately, we missed something, a little something here. So we'll have to go through another vote. But I just wanted to make sure I showed my appreciation to the solicitor because this was a interesting legislation, and we had a lot of different stakeholders that had their say. But I think ultimately, it's good legislation, and it'll help the our citizens with their dog problem, not their kid problem, but their dog problem.
Any further questions or comments regarding this? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Snappy?
Yes.
DeLuise?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes. Yes.
Kirby?
Yes.
Lattiser?
Yes.
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 So sub B stands past first passage. All right, next is PCR 5-26 sub A, resolution establishing a task force to review and make recommendations regarding the modernization, sustainability, and economic development potential of the city's athletic and recreational facilities and infrastructure. My understanding is that the request is to hold till June 1st. Is there any objection? Seeing none, so held. Next is PCR 12-26, resolution approving an easement to the Narragansett Electric Company for the installation, maintenance, and operation of overhead and underground electric distribution systems at Pilgrim High School. Councilman Ricks, my understanding is this went to the floor without a recommendation?
Correct.
All right, so the request here was to do an amendment. Would anybody be so kind to move the amendment that had been provided to everyone?
So moved.
Is there a second? Second it. Any questions or comments regarding the proposed amendment? It was already provided to us. That's why I'm not punting to the solicitor or anything of the sort.
So in your packets, it's been now moved and seconded. The proposed substitute A to PCR 1226, it's been provided to you in clean and in redline form, as well as with a replacement exhibit A. The reason for this is to provide only a limited authority for the relocation of these electrical power facilities. It would transfer essentially what is a permanent easement to become a limited license that would expire when permanent distribution facilities are enacted, adopted by this body in concert with the electrical vendor. And I'm happy to answer any questions of about the amendment.
Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll on favorable action.
Mr. Snapping?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr.
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Next is PCR 14-26. Oh, I'm sorry. Yep, you're absolutely right. So now it stands before us as amended, it being PCR 12-26, the resolution approving an easement to the Narragansett Electric Company. Anyone have a motion for favorable action as amended?
Move favorable action as amended on PCR 12-26.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments on PCR 12-26 as amended? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snapping?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
All right, now PCR 14-26, 2026-308, Neptune Cold Water Meters. This is Finance, Councilman Lattiser.
Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 14-26.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments on this? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snapping?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Recuse.
Next is... No, that's not your fault. I should have waited. Next is PCR 16-26, 2026-035, tree removal. Councilman Lattiser.
Committee recommended favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattiser.
Move favorable action on PCR 16-26.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snapping?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
All right, on to new business, PCR 17-26, a resolution in observance of Black History Month. This is public properties for action. Recommendation first from the committee.
Recommend favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snapping?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Ricks?
Yes.
Next is PCR 18-26, a resolution in observance of Women's History Month. This is public properties. Councilman Ricks.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Are there any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Snapping?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
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 And next is PCR 24-26, a resolution approving an easement to the Narragansett Electric Company for the installation, maintenance, and operation of overhead and underground electric distribution system at Tollgate High School. Public properties, Councilman Ricks.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Ricks.
Move favorable action.
Second.
Seconded by Councilman Lattiser. Are there any questions or comments on PCR 24-26? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll. Yes.
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 All right. And then now, Solicitor. All right. So recognizing Councilman Lattiser.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. President. I move to reconsider R-26-12. Formerly known as PCR 13-26, which was bid 2022-006, the City of Warwick Medical Pharmacy and Dental Insurance.
Is there a second? Seconded by Councilman Muto. Just for everyone's edification of where we are, we did have a canceled meeting, so this item was adopted favorably by this body at the prior meeting on February 9th by a vote of 8-0 with Councilman Ricks recusing. Pursuant to our City Council rules for reconsideration, it's in order for, at the subsequent meeting, a matter to be moved for reconsideration, and it has been done so and seconded. This matter is not on our agenda for action this evening. The implications of this, pursuant to protect the Open Meetings Act, is that should the matter be voted to be reconsidered, it would be docketed for action at the next subsequent meeting, which is March 23rd. If the matter fails, it is completed. Happy to answer any questions on that process. And then Councilman Lattiser can explain his motion.
Thank you. So after giving this considerable thought since our last meeting and revisiting what took place in that meeting, I'm the first to admit when I feel that perhaps I made a mistake on a vote. And in this case, I think it was an error. There was considerable conversation that a discussion that took place whether or not we were within our legal runways for voting on this. To Solicitor Walsh's defense, this is something that came up and it was a split moment decision and interpretation that had to be met. Where I erred was I should have moved to hold this until we could get further clarification and more information. And I didn't do that. That's why I'm here tonight to make that motion for reconsideration. I think that this is something that needs to be reviewed in depth. I think that there is definitely a need for an independent view on this, and it all relates to extending a no-bid contract over a period of 7 years. This is a $65 million or so item. I don't think that it lends itself to this issue that we have to vote on it or approve it immediately. So given the fact that there is a lot of concern surrounding this particular bid and the ordinances governing healthcare bids, this is different than your average run-of-the-mill bid. This is healthcare bids, as we've heard testified to. And with all that said, I am moving to reconsider this at our next meeting and do our due diligence in making a final decision on this. And that's what I have to say on it, Mr. President.
So, Chief, can you tell us what the status is of that bid? Because
this bid was discussed at length. The city solicitor, Orsillo, weighed in on whether it had to go out to bid or not. Solicitor Walsh also commented on it. It's two attorneys. Not sure how you're going to get a third attorney, but it's already been approved by the council. We've moved forward with, you know, issuing the PO. So the healthcare bid, as far as I know, is been awarded.
So, and then the solicitor has here, as far as Sir Robert's rules, motion to reconsider. Do you want?
As we've discussed previously, the Robert's rules provides additional context to fill in where there's any details missing in our adopted council rules. Reading from section 37.5 of Robert's Rules of Order regarding reconsideration. It says, and I'll read the full section just to give context. First, the mere making of a motion to reconsider when seconded by another member and acknowledged by the chair has the effect of suspending, at least temporarily, any action growing out of the vote proposed to be reconsidered. The context here is that if something has not been acted on, this serves as a halting mechanism. Reading further from section 37.5, the general rule, therefore, is that reconsider cannot be applied to an affirmative vote whose provisions have been partly carried out or to any vote that has caused something to be done that it is impossible to undo. So the implications here is if we have moved forward in some sort of effort to effectuate the approved matter, Robert's rules would indicate you cannot use this method at this time.
So I would put forth that there has been no action taken to effectuate this. And I'm basing that comment on the fact that I sent an email to the chief on Saturday asking if a contract had already been signed between the administration and Blue Cross, the trust. And I did not receive a response. I also said, if this agreement had been signed, please forward it to me. And nothing was forwarded to me. As of this moment, there has been nothing put in my hands pre-Saturday that any contract had been signed. So without an agreement, a written agreement accepted by both parties, the city and the trust, I would put forth that there is no agreement and it has not been acted upon or effectuated.
So the last contract that I sent you was from 2022. That was the last time it was signed. We've done extensions through this council on that contract issued by a PO.
Oh, so the PO is...
As far as I know, I believe it has been issued.
Right, but my point is the PO is the extension.
Yes,
it's not a...
The PO, yeah, it's not a signed contract, no.
Oh.
The last contract that we have is from 2022. And I did send it to you. And again, Councilman, I'm the mayor's chief of staff, not the council's.
Did the administration sign an agreement with the trust to extend the contract for 2 more years?
The contract was signed in 2022.
That was 2022.
Correct.
We just
There's a PO that is issued after that.
Chief,
you've extended it a couple times.
Listen, when I have a lease on a property and the lease is for 2 years, that's the contract today. When that contract expires, it's either renewed or it's not renewed. That's the lease. In this case, it's the contract. The contract was signed initially in 2021. That doesn't mean that that contract just stays in force just because.
Councilman Lattice, he stated that the PO
is a contract
being issued has constituted consistently the act of extending it.
I haven't seen a signed PO.
Point of order.
When I asked for the signed contract,
point of order.
Why didn't we send over?
What are we debating right now?
You said, what are we debating right now?
I said, just point of order. What is all this discussion happening right now?
So right now, well, as far as what's before us actually formally.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair enough. So what's before us currently is the motion to reconsider the healthcare bid from last month. The vote was 8-0. Councilman Ricks recusing? Yes, Councilman Ricks recusing. Sorry. Councilman Lattice requested to reconsider it. Robert's rules states that we cannot because specifically that it has been partly carried out. And then there was a discussion as to whether or not it was partly carried out. It actually apparently is more carried out than we even thought because it's not the typical offer acceptance both signed situation because it's just basically they issued the PO and that is the extension period, full stop. There's not a signature and response, apparently.
Point of order, Council President.
When was the PO?
The offer.
Hold on, Council Lattice, sorry.
The offer was the bid that was presented to us from the trust. The acceptance is the PO.
Fair
so
point.
So that is a contract. A contract doesn't have to be a formal writing. A contract is you sticking a dollar in a vending machine and getting a candy bar out. That actually constitutes a contract. You can shake your head all you want, but one of us went to law school and one of us didn't. That constitutes a contract. So the PO is the acceptance of the offer, which was what was presented by the trust. So that is a contract.
Yeah, so we are actually at an even different point. So the Robert's rules that we were citing where it can't go forward if it's been partly done, it's actually fully done.
So Mr. President, I respectfully disagree with Councilman Napper. I'm not an attorney. I disagree with the fact that the administration comes before the city council for approval to do something. This council made an approval on that healthcare bid. The administration still has the responsibility to facilitate that agreement. And just because we said, okay, you can do it, suppose they chose not to do it. That doesn't automatically extend it. There has to be an agreement between that party and the trust. This is my understanding of contract law. Now, I could be wrong after doing it all these years.
Right.
Nonetheless.
I understand because it's not the normal contract law that we're used to. I fully get it. I understand. Councilman Napper chimed in and Chief of Staff Vicente pointed out it's because of the unique nature of the situation where instead of the normal, I sign here, you sign, we call it a day. You had the offer via the bid, and the acceptance was the issuance of the PO after we approved. And yes, Chief?
I just found out the trust does not do POs, they do wires, and they were sent a wire, the wire communication on the notification that it was approved.
On what date?
I'm assuming right after the council meeting that it was approved.
Well, I don't think we can assume.
I don't want to do the definition of assume right now. But
The date is, it is important.
So the mayor signed the resolution that was approved, and then the city does their work and sends the notification to the trust.
To effectuate the agreement.
Correct.
So that's my question. When was that notice sent to the trust to effectuate the agreement? Was it before?
I'm not sure if I can get that answered right now.
Councilman Lattice,
someone's office.
That wouldn't change the situation we're in where the deal's done.
How was the deal done?
They just said the notification was sent to the trust confirming that it was approved. And so that's it. There is no next step.
Chief, I'd like to get a copy of that notification that was sent.
Good.
Including the date that it was done.
Did your email to the city include a request to hold?
I'm sorry?
Did your email requesting status of the contract include a request to hold the item if it had not been done yet?
No, it didn't request to hold it in abeyance. It requested, was the contract with the trust signed? And there was no response.
Just wanted to clarify.
So, excuse me, there was a response. I sent you the contract. That was the contract that was signed.
Now you have a contract, you said?
He's citing the prior one. That's why.
The prior contract.
He responded to your email literally.
Okay.
Councilman Foley.
Since we have a ruling from our solicitor that based on Robert's rules, this cannot be reconsidered, what's our next step?
So my hopeful thing is that Councilman Lattice will withdraw. Otherwise, I have to rule on it, and I'd rather not.
And if he does not, what's the next step?
Then I have to rule on, then I potentially have to rule on Robert's rules application here.
Then we're going to have to rule on it because I'm not going to withdraw my request for reconsideration.
Your request for reconsideration of an item that has had its totality of actions needed completed. Therefore, if we stepped in, we'd be interfering with a contract. Because when this has previously come up and we've reached this point, everyone agreed, like, right, we can't push forward because we'd be interfering with the contract. But here, you're willing to interfere with the contract should the vote go your way, is my understanding. Correct?
My request is to move a vote on reconsideration. And then the council, all of the council, can render their vote yes or no. Is this going to be reconsidered?
Understood. So I'm required to rule you out of order per Robert's rules due to the section read by the solicitor. I don't have a choice unless I want to ignore the rules, which I can't. So that being said, you or anyone else have the opportunity to appeal the ruling of the chair.
Sure.
So you invoke Rule 1, you appeal the ruling of the chair.
Okay.
Okay.
Now we're going to take a vote on that.
Back to Parliamentary 101, everyone. We have an initial motion to reconsider the healthcare package from the prior meeting, which for the discussion that has occurred has been ruled out of order by the council president, and Councilman Lattiser has now appealed said ruling of the chair. Of the president. The question is then this. A yes vote on this appeal supports the position of Council President Sinapi, deeming the reconsideration motion out of order. A no vote supports the reconsideration motion, or to get to a vote on reconsideration as requested by Councilman Lattiser. So yes vote is we're done. No vote is we continue discussion on whether or not to bring the matter back before us.
I take issue with the articulation that it's my position. It's not. I'm stuck due to Robert's rules. It's not your fault. It's the nature of the situation. Councilman Napa.
So Councilman Lattiser requested to overrule you. Wouldn't a yes mean yes, I agree with the overruling?
A yes vote always goes with the decision of the chair.
Okay, got it.
So the yes is to cease the efforts on reconsideration and let the vote that occurred at the last meeting and subsequent actions that have taken place to be left as is. A no vote would allow for the next step, which is whether or not we actually have that reconsideration motion. This is an appeal of being ruled out of order. So that's a two-step process, or maybe one. But so a yes vote is sustaining that the motion is out of order. A no vote allows us to get to the underlying motion.
Yeah. From where I'm sitting, a yes vote means we actually do follow Robert's rules. A no vote means we are ignoring them for some reason. Again, so I guess the lights are on. Clerk will call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes, I think.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
No.
Mr. Muto?
No.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Mr. Riggs?
Recuse.
That's right. All right. 5-3.
So by a vote of 5-3, the council president's motion to rule reconsideration out of order has been sustained. The resolution proceeds as it was enacted. And that concludes.
Well. All right, and so now, does anyone have anything for unanimous consent? Seeing none.
Body, I move to a docketing session.
All right, so the docketing session, Ward 1? Ward 2?
Pass.
Ward 3? Ward 4? Pass. No leashes? Ward 5?
Yes, I have one ordinance, and the tentative title is an ordinance in regards to tax sales dash policies and procedures for collecting past due water sewer bills. An ordinance in regards to tax sales and policies and procedures for collecting past due water sewer bills.
No, it's okay. I have 7 with 22 pogs. No, I'm passing this week.
Whoa.
No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to see his face. I just wanted to see the comments.
Ward 7? Ward 9? All right, I have two. One's a ordinance involving state law regarding underutilized commercial property. And then resolution administrative matters. All right, and that concludes the council meeting at 10:34 p.m.